This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The sound you're hearing is the interior demolition of the former Bernstein store on Haliburton's main street. It's noisy, dirty work that must be done in order to ready the property for its much-anticipated dramatic facelift. Though you wouldn't notice it to look at him, Brandon Nimmagon has the weight of more than 100 years resting on his shoulders. He's the new owner of Bernstein's, a building that stood for more than a century and has a storied past, to say the least. Nimmagon purchased the building that previously housed Bernstein's, but it's had a number of other identities, including a deli, a grocery store, and a clothing store. Nimmagon, a Century 21 broker, heard the building would be going on the market and jumped at the chance to put an offer in. The Century 21 office will move to the new space and be joined by two other offices and two apartments upstairs. Nimmagon has big plans for the place, and he knows the importance of preserving its legacy while giving it a much-needed makeover.
My wife and I have been looking for a building in downtown Haliburton for pretty much 5 years since I took over the brokerage. None of them have been a really great fit for us for what we're looking to do and bring to the town. So as soon as I heard Bernstein's was coming up, I told the realtor, I said, I'm putting an offer in, let me know when I can do it. And as soon as it hit the market, I put an offer in at 9 a.m. that day. I tried to make it as clean as possible. I said, take what you want, leave what you want, no conditions. Like, I just want this building. And our long-term goal here is, like, so one, I'm going to be moving my office here just to be a little more main street and open up some new commercial units on these two exterior sides, which people will see, and just renovate it, right? Like, it's been a beautiful building for a very long time in downtown Haliburton, but it needs some love and it needs some money, and we're able to do that. So that's the exciting part about it. We heard a lot of stories. I've heard a lot of history over the past 2 weeks, which has been really fun to learn. But for us, like, it's about preserving this building, right? Because if it doesn't get some love put into it, it's going to fall down.
Yeah.
It's that simple, right? So we have some really good ideas of how to incorporate that Bernstein's into what we're doing. And we're excited to showcase that to everybody. But we're not coming in to, like, just bulldoze it. It's coming in to bring it back to life and, you know, keep that historical factor it has.
Like many people, Nimmagon grew up here in Haliburton. He met his wife, Megan, while working at the Pinestone Inn, and the two left to pursue careers in Toronto and Stratford for a decade, when the pull of Haliburton brought them back home. So the pressure to create a space that honors the past while moving the town forward is palpable for them both.
We decided we want to be back up in Haliburton. We love it up here, and this is where I want to raise my family. That was the main thing. So I moved back, started my real estate career, and we had a kid, and now we have two kids, and a lot of properties, and just full go.
One of the most remarkable things is that the renovation project is employing a variety of local firms to get the work done, from design to drawings, demo, and construction. Nimmagon says with his contacts, it was easy to build a dream team to reimagine the space and to put money back into the local economy.
I'm a real estate agent, of course, so I have just a ton of good contacts, but we use everyone local, support local contractors all day, and I got a lot of good guys. So plumbers, electricians, our contractors, we have a designer we use. So we're using Upper Canada Construction. They help us with our contracting side of it. Wendy Snowgrove from WLS Designs helping us with the kind of layout and how to make this beautiful while also honoring what Bernstein's used to be. She's got a really good mind for that. A lot of money back in the community, right? It's all a circle. A lot of pressure. We did a big two-day blowout charity sale, which we raised about $5,600, which I know, humongous, right? I thought I'd get $2,000 on the high side. So when we raised like $4,000 the first day, like, my wife and I were just blown away. So we're going to round it up to $6,000 and probably donate to about six different charities. So pretty cool. I'm just excited about that. But a lot of people came in to kind of share their stories about Bernstein's, the history about it, ask what we're doing. Like, we were a bit overwhelmed. Like, it's probably the best Monday I've had in I don't know how many years. Like, it was such a great environment, great amount of people. So a lot of pressure to make sure that we do it right and, you know, help the town, right? So bringing these new commercial businesses, like, no one wants to see another real estate office on the main street. Well, luckily, we're already on Main Street, so we're just moving. But two new commercial units, fix the residential units above, and just really bring this back to life.
The demo portion of the renovation has also allowed the old building to reveal many secrets of its past. Many of the artifacts, including old building permits and clothing, have already been found, and the Haliburton Museum will find a new home for them there.
There's wartime pajamas. Like, the guy from the museum, Stephen, he spent up in the one attic room 5 hours or one day just going through paperwork, looking at everything, to get some stuff for the museum as well. Like, there's just so much history here. It's pretty cool.
Nimmagon says as long as the municipality approves their plans, he expects the renovation to be completed within a couple months. He's planning a ribbon-cutting event, but in the meantime, everyone can follow along with the renovation's progress on his Instagram account, brandonnimigon.realestate.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.